Welcome to Diverse Wellbeing, a weekly podcast where parents of children with needs find support, connection, and real conversations on embracing self-care. This is your host, Anne Loren, a special needs assistant and psychotherapist in Tipperary, and grandmother to three autistic children. Today's episode builds on last week's theme of pockets of restoration. And this time, we're focusing on just one resource, your attention. Because where your attention goes, your energy follows. And when you're a parent of a child with additional needs, your attention is constantly being pulled by noise, by needs, by plans, by emotions, sometimes by everything all at once. A while ago, I talked about the spirit, mind, heart, and body connection, and how each part of you affects the others. Today, we're taking that same framework and turning it into small, doable practices. And if you missed that episode, feel free to pop back and listen. Episode number 10. This time, each one connects to a simple, meaningful practice. From the spirit, we seek perspective. From the mind, we seek patience. From the heart, we seek connection. From the body, we seek energy. Let's walk through each one together. So, as before, let's start with spirit and perspective. When the day feels heavy or overwhelming, your spirit is often the first place to dim. Gratitude, in its smallest, simplest form, can lift your perspective just enough to breathe again. I'm not talking about forcing positivity. I'm talking about one small grounding moment. Gratitude is about anchoring, not about pretending everything is fine. Pick one moment in your day. Getting into the car, turning on the kettle, settling into bed, and ask yourself one question. What is one true thing I'm grateful for? This shifts the lens. It softens the edges. It gives you perspective. Moving down now from the spirit to the mind and patience. Patience grows when the mind gets a moment of quiet. Quiet can simply be a pause. It's the moment before you respond. It's the breath you take before walking into a challenging situation. This tiny quietening gives your mind space, and that space becomes patience. Now from the mind to the heart and connection. Many parents are seeking more connection with their child. Connection doesn't require long stretches of time or perfect circumstances. It's born from presence. Presence can be as simple as sitting beside them while they play. Presence says, I'm here with you in this moment. That's enough for the heart to feel it. That's enough for connection to grow. And finally, from the heart to the body and energy. It's understandable for parents to feel tired. Energy often comes from movement. Movement increases energy, and when your energy rises, your mood often follows. There's something deeply empowering about feeling physically stronger. It reminds you that you're capable and resourceful. And that small boost of energy can change the tone of your whole day. Your attention is one of the most powerful resources you have. Choose a moment of gratitude for perspective, a moment of quiet for patience, a moment of presence for connection, a moment of movement for energy. These practices can shape your day in ways you may not expect. If you'd like to explore more tools and supports, you'll find everything at diversewellbeing.ie. Until next time, take care. This is Diverse Wellbeing, empowering parents and embracing wellness. Thank you.